unmatched value. Talk of all eggs in one basket. This is one egg in one basket. The man sold all for this one thing. What makes one egg in one basket worth it? Firstly, it brings out the extraordinary from the ordinary. In Matthew 13:44, Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field." The Apostle Paul describes this treasure as being within us in 2 Corinthians 4:7. "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." The headline of a Chicago Tribune on Sunday, February 6, 2005 was, "The Mystery of the Missing Owner. More than $1 billion is owed to nearly 5 million people in businesses that the treasurer's office could not trace. What treasures might God be holding in trust for you to claim?" Secondly, it separates the invaluable from the valuable. Some imperishable treasures are described by the Apostle Paul. In Galatians 5:22, he says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Galatians 5:18, "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." Philippians 1:21, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Rob Cutshaw, a rock hound, owns a little roadside shop outside Andrews, North Carolina. Rob found a rock he described as purdy and big. The blue rock that Rob had abandoned to the darkness of a closet for 18 years, now known as the Star of David Sapphire, weighs nearly a pound and could easily sell for $2.75 million. Thirdly, it makes everything worth nothing. In Philippians 3:8, Paul says, "What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I've lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ." God is also searching for pearls among humans. The body of David Livingstone was buried in England, where he was born, but his heart was buried in the Africa he loved. At the foot of a tall tree in a small African village, the natives dug a hole and placed in it the heart of this man whom they loved and respected. Reflection: what is preventing us from grasping the invaluable? How can we overcome it?